Okay. So, hey everyone, welcome to Teenage Thoughts. I'm your host, Amaya Scott, and I'm back. For the third time, I have taken a very long break, like longer than I needed to. And to be honest, I was putting off uploading my sexuality episode. Because as much as I do want to talk about it, I'm not ready for the feedback I'm going to receive. I am not ready to actually talk about it because there's so much I want to say, and I want to make sure that I get all of it in, like, I want to make sure that I get everything I want to say in the episode. So it's going to be a long one. I am trying to write down things that I do want in the episode. And I want to make sure that I cover everything so that in the future I don't have to come back to it. But if I do, I do, and that's fine. But I do want to get as much as possible in that episode so I can answer all of your questions. And also, I do want to cover gender identity as well in that episode. So it has taken me a while to bring myself to make the episode. But for right now, I say I'm back every time. And I'm going to be completely honest with you. I don't know if I'm completely back. So, hi, hello, I'm here. This is probably going to be the most temperamental podcast you've ever listened to, but I am here now. So, today, I am going to try and talk about, David Dobrik. By now, you've probably seen what's been going on all over the internet. Everybody is canceling David because of allegations he's had of sexual assault. Not him, he himself, but kind of just forcing his friends to sexually assault each other. That's what it's sounding like. And to be quite honest with you, I did watch David a lot. And did I think some of his content was weird? Yes, but I just steered away from it. I didn't really think anything of it until recently. After everything came out online, I kind of went back and watched some of his old videos, especially the clips that people were talking about. And I kind of realized that it was super weird that, he had underage girls hanging out with a grown-ass man. Him making Jason kiss Seth. I did think going back that that was a little bit weird. However, I thought he might come through with his apology. But let's just say it just made the whole thing worse. Let's react to it. I want to watch it all the way through because I haven't watched all the way through. However, I'm going to now. You guys will be able to listen to a bit of it. It is a 2 minute and 32 second video on his podcast channel that has barely over 1 million subscribers. And
Hey guys, it's David. I
sorry,
wanted.
it was uploaded 4 days ago. The comments are turned off, and the like and dislike ratio, and just like the buttons themselves, are disabled. So let's just listen to some of it. Let's do
Come on
that.
here, real quick, and address some conversations that have been going on the internet. I made over. Hey guys, it's David. I want to come on here real quick and address some conversations that have been going on the internet.
Some conversations. Okay, I don't know how I feel about, like, literally the first 8 seconds. I don't know how I feel about the first couple of words he just said. Anyways, just his choice of words.
I've made over 600 videos, and I've made a bunch of TikToks, Vines, Instagram stories, tweets, the whole thing.
What does that have to do with Literally anything that we're conversing about on the internet. What does that have to do with any of that?
And I'm obsessed with what I do. I love being able to make people happy for a living, and that's all that I want to do. That being said, consent
Okay.
is something that's super, super important to me, whether I'm shooting with a friend or shooting with a stranger. I
Clearly. Okay, no.
always
Let me
make sure
stop.
that whatever the video I'm putting out, I have the approval from that person. And I also acknowledge that there's times where a
Okay,
person can
wait. I
change.
actually do need to say something. According to most of your friends that you used to film with that were just talking about the situation online, that's not true. According to them, the consent thing, that's not true at all. I don't think the amount of people that are quote unquote exposing you currently agree with the fact that you get consent for most of what you film or post. Let's be specific. Post. Because there have been times when you film something and then they ask you to not post it. And you still do. So we're lying in the first 40 seconds of this video. We're almost halfway through the video. We're a quarter of the way through this video, and it's already a mess.
Their mind, and they decide that they no longer want to be associated and no longer want to be in the video that I'm putting up,
That's how
and
consent
then I'll take
works.
the video down. And there's also been moments where I've looked back on videos and I realize that these don't represent me anymore, and they're hurtful to other people, and I don't want them up because I've grown, as a content creator and as a person, and I don't agree with some of the videos I've posted. With the Seth situation, I'm sorry to Seth because like I said, I would just want to make videos where everybody in it.
Oh my God. Bro, I have tears in my eyes. This is so bad. That was his apology to Seth? Okay. I don't care.
Whether you're participating or watching is enjoying and having a good time. And I missed the mark with that one. And I'm really sorry. I truly, truly am.
I missed the mark with that one. David Dobrik, everybody. 2021.
And with people in my life that I don't film with anymore, like Dom and the other people that I no longer film with, I chose to distance myself because I don't align with some of the actions, and I don't stand for any kind of misconduct, and I've been really disappointed by some of my friends, and for that reason I've separated from a lot of them. I think with any video I make, my main
Wait,
purpose.
why is he disappointed with his friends when a lot of their actions are because they were paid to do it by you? The amount of stuttering and the amount of bullshit that he's pulling out of his ass just so that he can make this apology longer is really what's making me cringe currently. Because, let's just finish the last 30 seconds of this apology.
Is to make people happy and inspire people, and I never want anything to get in the way of that. And I'm sorry if I've let you down, and things like that won't happen again. And I learned from my mistakes. And I also believe that actions speak a lot louder than words. And you can take my word for it that I'm gonna change, but I'll also show you and I'll prove to you that the mistakes I made before won't be happening again. But yeah, that's it. All right. I love you guys. I'll see you later.
Full Sail University.
Sorry, the advertisement at the end of the video. That was what I think we can all agree on, a mess. Okay. Let's address the entire situation because obviously I already addressed the apology. Let me just say how I feel about that. That wasn't an apology, and that wasn't what he thought would be a conversation, quote unquote. Because he said, "Let's talk." I'm assuming that's what he thought it would be. No. God, do I wish those comments were on. I really want to see what people had to say about that, but he gave no option to talk to him. He only gave the option to listen to him. And as good as it is to listen, it's also great for him to get some feedback in a better way than all of the internet making videos like myself and kind of just attacking him and making fun of his apology, whatever. It was really bad. That's all I have to say. It was a really bad apology. But let's watch some other videos so I can get a bigger idea of what's happening. I know what is happening, and I've seen and I've heard a lot of what his other friends have said. Just, bro, what? Okay. I just want to say that David, as I said before, he paid people to do a lot of disgusting things for the sake of content on his channel. And the way that he justified himself or tried to make him look like a better person. Sorry. Anyways, the way that he tried to like clear his name was by giving away money and giving away cars and trying to make him look like a charitable person. Because underneath all of that, we see what is now being exposed. The sexual assault, the racism, because that was a few months before, but now that's also coming back. The racism, just even, I think I saw something about he had a bunch of girls come over with Dirty Dong. I think you guys know who that is. But it was underage girls, and they got them to drink, and they got them to sleep with Dom. And it's crazy to me that he thinks that that apology was remotely as good as what it needed to be. Because I'm like speechless, because it was a 2 minute and 30 second apology, and it wasn't even an apology. It was him. Oh my God, I don't even know what to say. There's not enough that he said in there. Basically, what I'm saying is that apology was not giving what it was supposed to give. It should have had a lot more than just that, because what he did and what he made other people do for money needed something more than just, oh, actions speak louder than words. I'm gonna do better next time, I promise. Like, okay, but you can't address the whole situation. You can't take accountability. I don't even know what else to say about that. That's, oh my God.
I'm going to take a bit of a break from recording right now because I do have a couple of things to do. But when I come back, which for you will be in like 2 seconds, I'm going to watch a bunch of other people addressing the drama and the situation, whatever. So I'm going to watch Dirty Dom's video. I'm going to watch Trisha Paytas' video. I'm going to watch a few podcast episodes that had, I think, Seth and Big Nick. So, yeah, see you guys in a second.
So, I'm back. Hello. I just had to take care of a few things, but now I'm back. Right now, I'm going to watch a few more videos and obviously just give my input on the whole situation itself. I'm going to watch a few H3 podcast episodes, Frenemy episodes, but also just like the people that were involved in the situation themselves, they uploaded videos. So I am going to watch some of those. So right now, I don't have a specific order on how I'm doing this, but I'm going to watch Dirty Dom's video and then Trisha's video because Dom uploaded his a week ago. Trisha's was right after David's apology. So I'm going to watch this one first.
Hey, what's up, guys? Dom here. Hope everyone's having a good day. Hope everyone's enjoying themselves. There's been a lot of stuff going on online, and you know, I just kind of wanted to clear the air of about some things and give my perspective and, you know, my thoughts on everything that's happening. So I moved out here in 2015 with David, our old roommate Mason, and then Alex Ernst. How I met David and Natalie and everyone was in high school, right? So we went to high school in Chicago. I always wanted to move to California and, you know, experience life and see how everything is over there. Obviously, it went very well. You know, we came out here. David started putting me in the video, started putting a bunch of other people who would become, you know, the vlog squad in the videos. We got a bunch of traction from it. We got a bunch of clicks, a bunch of views, and he really did help launch our careers, you know. So I am thankful for that. Everyone was pretty supportive, you know, if I needed them in a video or if I needed help with this or that. Obviously, I am very thankful for, you know, being in this position and being very lucky to be here and to have a platform even to this day to speak on. You know, somewhere down the line, as time moved on, kind of the vibe and the energy started to change a little bit. You know, I've always been a positive person, and I think, you know, a part of being a positive person is opening up to the things you did wrong and, you know, admitting your faults. And then
listen, let me just let him finish really quick before I say anything. Because I'm, oh my God, okay.
When you are wrong. The main reason I'm making this video is to hold accountability for my actions and, you know, not only apologize to, you know, people that I worked with that I may have disrespected, but also to other people that were affected by my actions in being in these videos, in creating my own videos, in me living in this influencer space. There was a situation that happened.
Okay. Now I have to say something. I really hope he's not going to blame his actions on the fact that he's an influencer and he needed content and he felt the need to do what he did for views, because that's when I will lose all respect. That's when I won't even watch the rest of the video because I already know how it's going to play out. I'm going to let him speak because I know he's about to talk about what he did. Okay.
VidCon, maybe I'd say four years in being in these videos.
Sorry, I'm rewinding it because I don't want to miss anything.
Influencer space. There was a situation that happened in VidCon, maybe I'd say four years ago. I made a video about this on my channel, so if you guys haven't seen this one, I suggest you do check it out. So somewhere around mid 2019, Alex moved out of the apartment and it was just me there. I had two girls move in, just super dope girls. I talk to them a lot until this day. They definitely taught me, you know, a lot about girls and, you know, gave me a lot of insight and perspective onto things. He was still coming to the apartment to film videos with me. I was still talking to people, getting invited.
Advertisement. Sorry, I did not expect that. And you know why I didn't expect that? Because why the freak would you put an advertisement while you're trying to address a situation? This isn't like a story time about something interesting that happened. You shouldn't be making ad revenue on this. This isn't something like a movie or just like, it's not anything interesting. You're addressing something very important. Oh my God. Now I have to watch through this advertisement really quick. Okay. And we are rolling again. Sorry. Advertisements. Okay. Last we heard from Dom. You probably already know that. Already. He was talking about how David was coming to the apartment to film video still.
Around like November, I'd say of 2019, I finally was moving out. You know, I got my new place here. You know, I have a bunch of awesome roommates, you know, and I was moving up in life. You know, I remember the first time David got his house, I was very stoked for him. I was like, that's awesome. You know, just cause, you know, seeing one of your friends from high school achieve and, get a house is wow, it's a milestone, it's awesome. I moved out and that was, you know, kind of my ending chapter at the apartment. And that's when the relationship kind of started to drift a little bit. You know, I invited David to come check out the place and, you know, to come hang out sometimes, but it was definitely, you know, a lot less straightforward answers, if any answers at all. And, you know, I just thought it was a little bit strange because, you know, we knew each other since high school and, you know, it'd be cool for you to come check out the new spot and see what I've been up to, you know, just checking in on people. That's really what I was looking for. You know, I think maybe just as time moves on, obviously people drift apart and, you know, it just kind of hurts, man, just because, you know, there's really no closure for me and, you know, I don't really know anything about what's going on. You know, my best guess is that, you know, he's busy with, you know, life and all the new things that he's doing. And obviously there's a lot bigger influencers and, you know, more interesting creators to film with than me. So,
okay, wait, I'm a little bit confused on what he's addressing in this video. Is he trying to come after David? Is he apologizing for his actions? I don't know what this video is, to be honest with you, but it does sound like a lot of it is him trying to make David look bad a little bit. But let me look at the comments really quick. Let's read some of these just so I can see. Okay, we love three minerals in a so-called apology. I love how he's addressing the drama but yet there's ads. Wow. Yeah, that's what I said. This sounds way more like a story time rather than an apology. Right. LMAO, he's calling him raping a blackout drunk girl drama. Right. So, okay. So this video is supposed to be him. Okay. Now I do want to say something again. This is a 15-minute video of him talking about moments in his life. This isn't him apologizing. This isn't him addressing it. This isn't him taking accountability. This is him talking about David rather than him talking about what he's done. And if you didn't know, if you haven't heard anything about, if you haven't heard anything about the David Dobrik situation and this is your first time hearing about it, basically, Dom, Dirty Dom, the person that I'm reacting to right now, is a good friend of David's, as he said in his video, They used to make videos together, and a lot of recent things have been coming out online about David and Dom and everybody in the vlog squad, doing some pretty disgusting things for content and for money. So David would pay people to do a lot of really gross things, or he would just, ask them to do really gross things. And even when they didn't want to, they still did it because money. And in the end, a lot of the times that people in the vlog squad weren't uncomfortable, were, sorry, a lot of the times the vlog squad members would be very uncomfortable with what David was posting or editing or about to post. So they would ask him to not upload it, or if he did, they would ask him to take it down, and he hasn't. So now there's a lot of stuff coming out, and there's a lot of people that used to record with David that are now exposing him, whatever. And Dom specifically, one of the things that's coming out is that Dom had allegedly had sex or just sexually assaulted or raped, whatever the situation may be. The situation is that he allegedly raped a girl that was drunk, and there were two girls in the apartment, and one of them was drunk, one of them was sober, but they were both underage, I'm pretty sure. So that's what this comment is talking about. That's what this entire video is supposed to be about, but y'all accepted his apology. But if you look at all the videos on his channel, it proves that he hasn't changed at all. Please, anyone can act. How could you take advantage of a girl that was too intoxicated to say no or stop? Right, Dom, there's no excuse for what you did. Shame on you. Yes, so right now, this video that Dom uploaded is supposed to be about how he raped a girl that was intoxicated, and I don't think anything that he can say in this video after 5 minutes of him talking about David is going to justify what he did, because there's nothing to justify rape. There's nothing that he could say or do right now that's going to make anyone change their mind on how they view Dom now. I think he just threw away his career, and I think David did as well with his apology. So that's all I have to say about that. Sorry if you guys don't know me personally, I over-explain everything like I am right now. So if that was confusing, bear with me. I'm trying my best. Let's go back to watching the video. Hopefully, because advertisements are always louder than the video itself, I don't ear rape any of you because there's an ad coming up soon, so.
I think he just got busy, and that's really it, you know. There's been a couple other friends of mine that have spoken about their experience in Vlog Squad, mainly being Seth and Big Nick. I met Seth in probably 2016. He was like one of the first like good friends that I got when I was here in LA, because I really just knew David and some connections through his and some friends of his, but I didn't really have like a core group to hang out with, I guess you could say. The situation that's going on between Seth and David, that's something that I think David, needs to handle. Seth has been always a good supportive friend.
The situation with Seth. I'm going to try and explain it as fast and as well as I possibly can. Sorry, my leg's shaking. Damn. Okay. So essentially, Seth and David are friends, whatever. They used to record together, they used to film together, but recently they haven't been because Seth stopped hanging out with the friend group. Now, in the vlog squad, like I said before, a lot of the time David would pay them to do a lot of just kind of gross things. But in this situation, essentially, David got consent from Seth to prank him. To prank him. Because I actually remember this specifically. So Seth and David made a video together where Jason was supposed to pretend to be a girl that Seth liked or whatever. He was pretend Jason pretended to be a girl under this like old man mask or whatever, but like I said, it was actually Jason and not the girl. And essentially they made out and Jason revealed who he was, and Seth was like, I guess he was feeling very violated by that because there was no consent there. Now, David asked Seth for consent to do the same prank again, but in a few months from then. So they did the same prank again, but it was Seth pretending to, not pretending, but it was Seth thinking that he was in a commercial, and there's supposed to be a kissing scene in the commercial, but the person that he was kissing was also under a mask, and it was Jason once again. Now, Seth is talking about the situation again because this is technically sexual assault. There was no consent there. He did change his mind throughout then. So it's obviously deeper than that. You're gonna have to watch other videos on the situation in order for you to understand what's going on. But I will link a lot of the videos that I am watching in the description. I will link articles that I will read, whatever. I'll link all of that in the description of this podcast episode. You should be able to click the links if you are on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, because this podcast is available anywhere. So, yeah, you can click the link in the description now, wherever you are watching, to see what I am talking about a lot of the time throughout this episode. Let's go back to watching Dom's video.
Of mine, and he still is, you know, to this day. I still talk to him, and he's helped me realize a lot of things about myself, a lot of things that I did wrong, and a lot of stubbornness I had, and just childish behaviors in myself. We filmed a lot of videos together, you know. Some of these videos that are online are just blatantly racist. They are. They just don't make the African American community look good at all. And, you know, I want to personally
Listen,
apologize.
listen, 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 listen. He worded that. I don't agree with his word choice there. Okay. Anyone see what was wrong with that? Apparently, racism is what makes the African American community look bad. Okay, that made me uncomfortable. Anyways, continuing on.
Suffer for being involved in those videos, and you know, for not saying anything, for not standing up to it. You know, at that point in time, we were making these videos, and it was funny, and it was jokes, and it was comedic, and I don't think we actually understood the impact of what we were doing. The prank that David pulled on Seth. I wasn't there for the second time, but for the first time when
Yes. So the first time that this happened, like I said, there was two times that Seth and David have filmed this type of prank. The first time, it was actually at Dom's apartment. So I think he's going to talk about that now.
Jason and Corinna switched places or whatever.
Oh, the girl was Corinna. Okay. If you guys don't know who Corinna Koff is, she is another YouTuber who was in the Vlog Squad. I don't know if she still is. I don't know what her situation is. I follow her on Instagram and on Twitter, but I don't know much else about her other than that. But yes, it was Corinna and Jason that switched places. That's what was happening.
Seth had no idea. I was there. David told me, you know, I walked into the apartment. David told me about 5 minutes beforehand what was going on. And, you know, same thing at that moment. I thought it was hilarious. I was like, man, my buddy Seth is about to get pranked. We're about to rip him a new one. This is going to be a great bit. And, you know, at that moment, I think you don't realize that these certain jokes and these certain pranks and these certain video bits, they have repercussions on people. And
yes, because it was sexual assault. Like, sorry I said that so aggressively, but that's what it was. That's why there's repercussions. And it's not just repercussions on how the person reacts or how they are after. No. There are repercussions because it's sexual assault and Seth felt violated after. I mean, it's kind of traumatizing. It's humiliating to have that on the internet. So yeah, Seth felt violated after that fucking video. Like, that's understandable.
They affect people differently. So, someone like me, I'm very, you know, open with my sexuality and, you know.
Okay, all right. Now he's blaming it on Seth and making it seem. Okay, so what? Somebody like me is more open to sexual assault and he's not. Like, that's what he's making it sound like right now. He's blaming it on Seth. Because he didn't feel. What the fuck? No. See, that's what we're not gonna do. You don't blame the victim because they were not open to what happened. That's not how it works.
No, I think it's good for everyone to express themselves. And
new Cetaphil deep hydration.
More advertisements. Yay.
Guys, right? But for me personally, it doesn't have. I think it's good for everyone to express themselves. And, you know, I was in videos where I was, you know, kissing guys, right? But for me personally, it doesn't have that type of effect on me.
He's basically saying that the reason Seth felt violated was because he kissed a man of the same gender. That's why he felt violated. Okay. If that is why he felt violated, I'm sure that is another reason as to why he did and why he felt humiliated, but he's allowed to feel that way. You get what I'm saying? Me, I'm bisexual. I don't know what that life is like. I'll kiss anybody. That's not true, actually. However, I'm bisexual. And even if I was straight, let me rephrase this. As a person who is in the LGBTQ plus community and knows a lot about the community, I still understand how straight people would feel if their sexuality was quote unquote violated, like how it was. Who you're attracted to is who you're attracted to. And obviously Seth was not attracted to Jason. He's not attracted to men. He is attracted to girls. And he was expecting to kiss Corinna. That's what he gave consent to. So obviously he's going to feel some type of way about the fact that he just kissed a man. Because he's probably never done that before. He's not attracted to men. And he didn't give consent to kissing Jason. So yeah, he felt some type of way about it, Dom. That's how it works.
Because I'm just a different person. Just because somebody might think they're fine with it, the first day, or they're fine with it 6 months later, and then a year later, they're not fine with it, doesn't mean you can discredit these people's experiences, because
Yeah, 'cause it takes a little bit to realize what happened to you. It's how trauma works. Yeah. He was humiliated in front of millions of people on the internet. How trauma works. And that's how consent works. You can be fine with something, and as soon as it happens, you'll want to stop, or you say no. You can say yes in one moment, but in the next, you'll say no. And that's perfectly fine.
Time to understand what they've been going through. By no
Okay,
means
but
is
here's
it.
the thing. We are halfway through this video, and he still hasn't addressed what he has done. He addressed his racism, but he didn't apologize for it. He was just like, oh yeah, we were racist at one point. Made African Americans look bad. Yep, and move on to the next thing. This isn't an apology. This isn't him addressing anything. He's just talking about moments in his life. Okay.
Anyone's fault besides my own for not sticking up and for not saying no and for not putting my foot down. Seeing Seth's situation and him coming out about it,
This man is crying now.
2 years later, it really hurts me because I know I wasn't the best at times either. I don't think anyone should be.
I wasn't the best at times. That's what justifies you raping an unconscious, intoxicated girl. Underage, I'm pretty sure, might I add. Let me actually check my facts on that one, though. We'll see that later on in the episode. I did hear that. Oh, Trisha! Trisha was talking about it. She was talking about this exact situation with Dom, that it was two underage girls. Yeah, I will check my facts on that one, I promise.
Watching these videos, trying to live up to what I'm doing, or to think that what I'm doing is cool, or that this is what the cool kids do, or whatever it is, I think it's wrong, man. And I think that people just need to have more empathy and understand other people's situations more. Seth also published like a revenge P video of Aaron. I guess he did it because she was saying the N-word in it, and he was trying to get the point across that this fake activism that a lot of influencers are doing when it makes their brands look good and when it brings them more money, he thought.
So it's not revenge. It's a call out, yes. Is that trending nowadays to call out people and expose people and cancel them? Yes. However, in that situation, she said the N-word, she said the N-word. Like, there is a lot of fake activism going on with influencers because it makes them look better. I mean, for example, there was this trend going around, especially with TikTokers, where they would duet each other using this one song that was about the LGBTQ community, but it was about them standing with BLM and standing up for what's right. It's the little things like that. I don't. If any of you know what I'm talking about, like, maybe screen record this part of the episode and then send it to me on Twitter and tell me if you know what I'm talking about. Find the video. I think I can find it, but you'll see what I'm talking about. I might be able to find it somewhere. Or I could link one of those videos in the description box below as well. I'll probably be able to find it, but that's what I'm talking about. It's the little things that these influencers do, or the when Madison Beer got called out for doing a photo shoot during BLM. Like, no, this isn't a trend. This isn't an aesthetic. This is real life. It's just, I don't understand why Dom's bringing up the fact that he called out Aaron in the vlog squad. Like, can he just talk about the fact that he raped somebody? Can he bring that up already so we can get this video over with and I can move on to the next person? Because this episode is already like 30 minutes long. Like, I want to get through this.
That it was wrong for them to do that. Whatever his arguments may be, it still doesn't make it right to post a video like this, whether it's blurred, whether it's not blurred. It's still wrong. Another friend of mine, Big Nick, also spoke about his experience, you know, being in the vlog squad. You know, same thing, kind of saying that it was, you know, kind of toxic, cultish, that, you know, he didn't really have the best time being there and he felt disrespected.
Big Nick is another YouTuber, content creator that filmed with David a few times, and it was a lot of jokes about his height, a lot of, I don't know what else they would talk about, but most of the videos that I saw, it was just them making fun of his height, whatever. But he opened up on a podcast, I forget which one it was, but he did talk about it. And this was a few months ago, but he was talking about David and how he felt disrespected, as Dom said, and yeah.
And, you know, Nick has taught me a lot about myself as well. You know, recently he's been becoming very spiritual and, you know, he's kind of put me onto a lot of the spiritual and, you know, positive things that he's been consuming. So, I want to thank him for that. When I was in the group, you know, we did make fun of Nick, and, you know, even when the cameras were off, there was still jokes being made about his height. And he's one of my good friends, and
he keeps, like, as soon as he brings up a new topic, he keeps crying about it. Like, it's giving me very much Laura Lee. Like, okay.
You know, I joined in on it, and I should have stood up for him, and I should have said something, because I know how depressed he got after all those videos and after those jokes were being made to him. You know, there is a lot of peer pressure and stuff when it comes to, you know,
don't blame peer pressure on what you've done
videos, and you feel like you have to kind of do this to fit into the videos, or you have to do that or play this certain type of role. Some other people in the vlog squad, Corinna, a lot of the jokes that we had weren't camera, but a lot of the jokes were off camera, and they were, you know, slut shaming her, or, you know, talking about her sleeping with so-and-so or so-and-so, which is, you know, I can tell that negatively impacts her. Also Jonah constantly getting these, you know, fat jokes told at him. And I was a part of those jokes too. I would make those jokes on and off camera to Nick as well. And his name's not even Jonah. You know, his name is Nick. And, you know, we named him Jonah because he looks like Jonah Hill. Alex Ernst, I lived with Alex for 3 years.
That's fucking true, bro. Jonah's not even Jonah. His name is Nick. Oh my God. That's insane to me. You had a joke going on so much that nobody even knew what his real name was. Y'all had a nickname that went on for so long that everybody just started calling him Jonah. Oh my fucking God.
And, he was an awesome roommate. He was really fun, and
oh, I love Alex so much.
He had a lot of funny ideas. I know now he's like with his girlfriend and.
Another advertisement.
With his girlfriend, and he seems a lot happier. When I was living with him, I never understood why he always had, you know, this kind of negative connotation to what everything was going on. And I thought it was just because maybe he was like sad or mad at life or something like this. And now.
Nah. I love Alex so much. I watch Alex to this day. I follow him on everything. I'm so happy for him. I'm glad he has a girlfriend. He's had a girlfriend for a long time, but he seems really happy. I love his videos too. Awesome guy. Love Alex so much. And I'm really glad that he's not involved in any of this. Like, obviously, people will bring him up once in a while, but he literally the cleanest one in the vlog squad, and they stopped filming with him because he was the most wholesome, or because he used to call them out, whatever. Like, I'm glad he stopped filming with them, and now I know why. Because I was like, oh, I miss Alex in the videos, like, blah, blah, blah. But now I know why he wasn't in the videos. But, yeah. That's all I have to say about Alex, because love him the absolute most.
I understand that, you know, it was him protecting himself from, you know, the evil out there. A lot of the times we joke around how, you know, Alex was crazy or you know, he was losing it or whatever it was. And, you know, there's people out there with serious mental illnesses, and to make, you know, fun of someone for that, that's fucked up. You know, it seriously is fucked up. A lot of times I think
they're referring to the amount of times that they've use the R word, I'm pretty sure. I think they use the R word a few times as well. Yeah, I think that's what they're referring to.
On YouTube, it's hard to separate what's reality and what's fiction. And a lot of people seeing these videos think that, oh, just because these guys are living like this, I should live like this. Or I strive to be like Dom. I strive to do this and that, you know? I hope you guys strive to be positive.
Who the fuck strives to be Dirty Dom, everybody? Who strives to be you, sir? That's what I want to know. Okay.
And read books and have a good, you know, group of positive friends. I hope that's what you strive to do. I hope you don't strive to try to get as many STDs as you want and smoke 10 blunts every single day. And if you guys are fans of the old Dirty Dom and you're still subscribed to me, then go ahead and unsubscribe, because I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be known as that person. I want to be known as being honest and taking accountability for the things that I did, and you know, healing up those wounds that I had with people. You know, it's never too late to be accountable for your actions, and regardless of if you're going to lose friends from it, regardless if you're going to lose brand deals from it, or your merch sales are going to go down, you need to speak the truth, and you need to let people know what's going on, and you need to communicate with your friends. I think a lot of this stuff and a lot of these things in general could just been solved by simple phone calls and talking to people and hearing them out and understanding where they're coming from. You know, if I'm...
That is very true. I do agree with him on that. You need to surround yourself with positive people, because the people that you hang around with every day, like your parents, your friends, the people that you see every day, or people that you used to see every day now that we're in a pandemic, the people that you surround yourself with affect you positively or negatively, and they build up who you are. Whether or not you realize it, the people that you hang out with affect who you become as a person a lot. That's why people that get married, they say that. You, as a person, can change another person for the better or the worse. So make sure that you stay positive, and make sure that you have positive people. because the more negativity that you surround yourself with, the, let's not say worse of a person, but you won't have the full potential that you could have surrounding yourself with negative people. That's what I have to say about that. That he's right, but I'm still mad that I sat through an entire almost 15-minute video. It's the video's almost done. I'm gonna stop watching it now. I'm gonna watch Trace's video. I really hope that she addresses more things in there, because Trisha, I'm counting on you, girl, because I don't want to watch another long video that doesn't say anything, because I just watched David's apology, wasn't giving what it was supposed to give. Dom, I don't know what the fuck that was. What was he addressing? It was like the girl said in the fucking comments, it was a story time, and there was multiple advertisements on it. Like, dang.
Oh, wow. Okay, guys. So,
okay, anyways. So right now I'm going to watch Trisha's video. It was uploaded 4 days ago, right after David's video. And it's titled, David Turned Off Comments, But I Am Not. Let's see what some people said about this, actually. Oh, T-Spill. So if any of you don't know who T-Spill is, they are a YouTuber. They do, I don't know their pronouns, so I'm just going to use they, them. They do drama videos, like a lot of, I actually subscribe to a lot of these channels, but T-Spill, if you don't know who T-Spill is, they do drama videos that update you on YouTube news, TikTok news, whatever. So they said, I just want to know why he titled a 2-minute video, Let's Talk, Then Turn the Comments Off. Right. Don't get me wrong, Trish is extremely problematic, but she's making a ton of sense in this video. Trish is intelligent. Her dumb girl act and other content is a character, literally for content. It's always great to see Trish sit down and be herself. David's apology wasn't even an apology. It was him saying, I'm better now that I'm not with Tom. That's true. What David did is absolutely disgusting. I may agree with Trisha at some times, but now I really respect her for speaking up about the situation. David was my idol for years, as well as other young kids, but the... Typo. Then he goes and pulls this. Absolutely disgusting. Not all YouTubers are what they seem. The fact that David only posted a 2-minute apology video is terrible. He probably traumatized so many people for his vlogs, and yet he's still able to sleep at night. This is terrible. Thank you, Trisha, for speaking up about what is happening. Okay, that's all the comments I'm going to read, because that comment was really long. So we're moving on to Trisha's video. 1.7 million views. She didn't turn off comments. She has likes on, whatever. I actually watch Frenemies, which is a podcast that Trisha is on. It's half and half with Ethan Klein and Trisha. I actually watched a lot of their podcast episodes on YouTube talking about the situation. I will link their podcast below because they have been talking about it a lot. Trisha's made a lot of videos by herself, so this is one of her videos I'm going to watch. I'm also might watch one of the Frenemies episodes because I think it's important if you don't want to watch them on your own for me to like address it as well. I don't know. It's not important for me to address it, but I would like to just like to talk about it, whatever. Once again, over explaining everything I talk about. I'm sorry.
There's a lot. And if you didn't watch the last Frenemies, I was asked to comment on a letter from David's lawyers about a story that really had nothing to do with me other than I was there and I was a witness. And it was basically them discrediting me because I have a mental illness. In this letter, they said that I stalked and I harassed David and Jason. And I guess if that's how the internet and people see me, that's fine. I have not done anything defamatory. I have said the truth, not my truth, but the truth of what happened in my life, in my interactions with David and Jason. And it's just like a lot. So where do we start? Okay, David's apology, right? This let's talk, and then turns off the comments. It's cowardly. It's cowardly. It's also really disgusting. He shifted the entire blame onto David for this really, I'm gonna link the below. Business Insider put out an article talking to girls that were under the legal drinking age that came back to have sex with Dom, did not want to have sex with Dom on the other day. They wanted to just meet David. And the vlog itself, please don't go look for it because it is deleted, and I don't want to embarrass the girls any further, but it was the vlog that he says is not happening, and then he says it cuts, and he says after a little bit, like, we convinced them, and I'm paraphrasing, we convinced them to go in and have sex with Dom, to which Jonah, Todd, and Jeff start listening in, and like all that stuff with the girls, and the girl was blacked out. I was there the night that the girls couldn't buy the alcohol, and David instructed them. That is the truth. I mean, I'm not scared of being sued, because that's the truth of what happened. And so it's sad, because it's not the first time that David has done something for a vlog. And look, here's the thing, right? Like, if you make a mistake, own up to it. Don't say, I'm sorry, everyone's like, you know, putting pressure on me, and now I have to make this like fake apology. It's like, it's not just Dom. Like, David will not leave situations until he gets a vlog, and he will push and push. He will get pissed at people. Not more than a week ago, this is the same guy that was providing Scotty Sire with screenshots from forever, how long ago, from Seth, trying to prove that he gave consent. Within a prank in itself is not consent. He said, people have always given consent. I respect people who take away that consent. I didn't give consent for the Tana joke that fell. I could go back in my text and show that I was like, no. Well, it was actually a phone call, so I can't really. But I mean, I'm sure it's on camera. I mean, people find this stuff, do your thing on podcasts. On camera, I said, like, I don't like this joke. Don't make this joke again. Like, you know, like, there's just been so many things. Aside from stuff that I didn't even know was wrong, because I was told that it was like crazy, like the incident of me completely naked with David in the shower. That was there was no consent given, because I was dating Jason, because I was a participant in the vlogs. Like, that's my consent. Like, that's, and that was so traumatizing at the time, I remember, because like I already had issues because Jason had kids, and so like I didn't want, I stopped doing anything nude at that time. This was even before other stuff, you know, I did. This was, you know, obviously the OF and stuff later. But I stopped putting nudes up because I just didn't want that on me, because I was dating somebody with kids. And I just remember thinking, like, that was awful. And because I spoke up at that time saying that, like, that was not cool, like, I got... My whole point is David Schiff blames. His lawyer said, gave the comment to the insider.
She was... So, I want to say something about that. She got completely naked on a vlog episode, on a vlog that David uploaded. And it was because he was making a joke about Tana Mojo. If you guys don't know who that is, she's a YouTuber that, there was an ongoing joke that Jason wanted to have sex with her. And, basically, Trisha didn't like the joke going on, because obviously she was dating him. She didn't appreciate the joke, and it was gross because he's a 40-year-old man, and Tana is a very young adult. Like, during this time, those jokes that were happening, she was like 19, 20 years old. So it's a 40-year-old man with a 19-year-old. Kind of gross. And Trisha was not comfortable with it, and Tana was not either. So at one point when they started making the jokes again, she got completely naked. Trisha got completely naked because she wanted to make sure that David wouldn't be able to upload the podcast. Oh my God, I cannot talk. She wanted to make sure that David couldn't upload the video that he was going to upload originally, but her plan didn't work out. Like, that was very smart of her, might I add. Like, even though she was just getting naked on a vlog, like, it was because she wanted to make sure that he couldn't upload it because nudity isn't allowed on YouTube. However, he just took the clip and he edited it and like just blurred out her body so that he could upload it still. Even though before she even got naked, she was asking him to not make those jokes and not to upload those videos. So eventually she just did what she had to do, but David still found his way around that. Which is so annoying, so rude, so gross. Ugh.
Saying, if this did happen, David did nothing wrong. It's David's vlog. David published it. David coerced it. David had his friends go out and do shit for him. Buy minors alcohol. It's really graphic and it's really disgusting, this story. And it's way deeper than I even knew of this story. And what's so funny is David's line of defense was to attack and discredit me because I was a source. That I, because I have a mental illness, nothing I say is valid. Nothing can be taken seriously because I have a mental illness, apparently. Like, I know I do have a mental illness, but that affects, I can't be a victim of anything. Like, she has a mental illness.
Very true. Just because she has a mental illness does not mean that she is not a credible, quote unquote, source to these stories and to what's going on currently. Like, let's make that clear. Just because you may have a mental illness does not mean that you can't come forward about a situation that you don't feel comfortable with. That is not true. And as somebody with mentally ill friends, mentally ill family members, like, that's absolutely fucking disgusting. That's not true at all. You should be able to come forward about your experiences if you have a mental illness. And the fact that they said that to Trisha is horrible.
She's obsessed. She harasses. She stalks them. Let it state for the record, once again, I made the video before Jason broke up with me. David wanted to film that very next night with me, like, until all hell broke loose, you know? Other serious allegations. Brandon Calvillo, their friend, started dating minors and they was dating a minor and they were totally okay with it. So much other shit, right? And then I got dumped and, like, whatever. Honestly, I make those videos to distance myself because, like, it's so hard for me to end things and it was so toxic. That whole week, I remember those two specific videos with Tana and so I just remember being so just defeated. I said no, I said no, I said no. And that was there. Like, that was it. In that last vlog, when I'm in the beanbag, and David's like...
And like I said before, not only did Trisha say no, but Tana said no.
Hey, Trisha, like, would you do anything for me? And I was like, it's so... And so manipulative, and it's so disgusting. He does it on his Views channel, which nobody watches that channel. Like, literally nobody watches. And I'm not saying that to be shady. It's a new channel. It got...
Yeah, it's a brand new channel with 4 videos. And he has almost 2 million subscribers. It's a little over a million. Who the fuck is watching his podcast that actually gives a fuck about the situation? Like, if you're subscribed to David's podcast, he made his podcast channel right as the situation was going on. So I'm assuming if you're watching his podcast videos right now, it is because you actually like David and you would actually like stand up for him. So,
I got a lot of views in the first episode and then like the last ones have gotten not even barely a million after a week. So it's his least followed platform.
He even has a second, he has his main channel. And then he even has a second channel. Like, you couldn't have at least uploaded the video on your second channel. Not only that, but his apology video was somehow, like, shorter than his normal content. His normal content is 4 minutes and 20 seconds, as most people know. And somehow, his apology, or him addressing the drama, was significantly less than his normal vlog content. How is that possible? How do you apologize for a situation in 2 minutes and 20 seconds? 2 minutes and 20 seconds. 2 minutes and 30 seconds? And from what we've seen right now, clearly, he didn't apologize. Clearly. That just proves our point.
To credit Seth's story, as 1 week ago when Scotty tried to take the try to help him in some way. Like, people who know these people's stories, it's like, it's a real thing. It's serious. It's more than just like, okay, everyone's bringing this to my attention. Like, now I gotta say something. My lawyers are telling me I have to say something in order for Insider and other things. I'm so like, this is the first time I talked to Insider since, like, they did an interview. They did, like, a piece on me, like, a while ago. But anything else they've asked me for comment, I've just never responded because it's exhausting. All of this is draining. Like, I got really, really triggered when I heard that response from his lawyer saying that I was stalking him. Like, if anything, like, David was stalking me. Like, I remember him showing up to the airport before my flight to go see Jason.
Yeah, that was on his channel as well. He was on his, she, Trisha, sorry, I'm talking way too fucking fast. Trisha was on her way to Boston to go see Jason, and some fucking how, he just showed up and just started recording her right away. Like, damn. Oh, by the way, I can only record for 30 minutes max right now. I have to stop recording for 2 seconds and I will be right back. Okay. I'm back. Let's continue watching.
Like, just all that stuff. It's like, how did you know that with the you know, being in my apartment and stuff like that? It's like, I didn't give consent to that. I don't care what anyone says. Like, I didn't give consent to that. So for, this is such a, again, my story is peanuts compared to other people's stories. And I think because so many people think of me as like, I have this, including his lawyers, they said I have this vendetta against David and Jason. I don't have a vendetta. I speak up for anything and everything that I see that is wrong on the internet, whether it be someone like James Charles or Lopez brother. I don't even know that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm going to speak up, but because I have such a personal connection to this and I know the kind of shit they did, and I was there the night that these girls were like, hey, we don't want to do this, we just want to meet David or hang out with you guys or whatever, like, it's insane to me that they have gotten away with it for this long. It's insane to me that these people won't get their closure and their justice. Like, they just won't. Maybe over time, right? It took, you know, R. Kelly time to get, because people knew, Harvey Weinstein, people knew. And I do put that in the same category as a Harvey Weinstein, because people know and people say stuff, and it's like shame.
So this is where I'm gonna end it, because this is, first of all, this is a very long episode. Actually, I feel like this is how long I want all of my episodes to be, but I am tired, a little bit drained, and I do have a couple of things that I need to do for my actual job today, and also I need to go to the store or whatever with my parents. So I do have a bit of things to do, and I already talked about what I wanted to talk about. I already got my point across, so I'm going to end it here. Thank you so much for listening to this episode today. If you would like to see more of me, you can follow my Instagram and my Twitter. It is Amaya Madison with an underscore after Madison. You can also follow my TikTok. It's the same username. Most of my social medias have the same usernames. You can subscribe to my YouTube channel. And of course, follow this podcast so you can listen to more episodes. I will be trying to upload weekly once again. I know that I've taken so many breaks, but for right now, I'm in a good place mentally and for school, so I should be back to my normal uploads. But yeah, I will see you guys next week. Bye.